Hey everyone, Jefferson Graham, USA Today. You are listening to Talking Tech, where we are talking about how to get exposure for yourself through public relations or whatever. Liz H. Kelly has just written a book called 8-Second PR, Energize Your Story for Ultimate Media Success. And she has a section about photography and how important photography is to get out the word. And I'm going to do a little debate with her because first thing she tells you is that you want to buy a camera and not use your smartphone. I've got a lot of great photos on my smartphone. So Liz, let's jump in and debate.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. And I appreciate your questions, and I'm happy to debate. So in terms of number one in the book, buy a good camera, I just think it's really important to have a good camera so that when you do take a picture that really matters, you have a high quality image for your website. Now, I know a lot of smartphones, they'll do a high quality image and they've gotten so much better. But I still find when you really blow up an image, it can be grainy if it's off a smartphone, where you get a better quality image off of a good camera like a Canon or a Nikon.
Okay, so I'm also a working photographer and I'm at it every weekend shooting thousands of images. But I would argue that for most of our listeners, they have a smartphone in their pocket and they could do some wonderful things. I have a 20 by 30 print hanging on a friend's living room wall that was shot on the iPhone. So when people say to me, hey, Jeff, what kind of camera should I buy? Which is something they say to me every day. I say, well, what are you going to be using it for? And it's often they don't need the camera because the camera is going to confuse them. There are a lot of things to learn and to operate to get it right. Start with the smartphone. Try it with the smartphone. And if you can't get it right, then we can move to the camera. But particularly in video, the video is so good. Put the phone in a tripod and press record, and you're going to get a pretty great image.
Well, I do agree with everything you just said. I think you do want to just get started, and a smartphone has so many great features, and you take so many great pictures that I see all the time on Facebook and Instagram, and I know you experiment a lot with the cameras, and that's really what photography is about, is experimenting. I went to the Corcoran School of Art in Washington, D.C., just for one class. It was a black and white photography class, but I really enjoyed it, and they talk so much about the importance of just getting out there and shooting, and they said that you have to take 100 pictures on average to get 5 good ones. And I mean, 5 really good ones that tell a story that are amazing, like your photos. but what do you think about that number?
Well, when I was growing up, the number was 36 to get 3. Okay, so do you remember kids? There used to be this thing called film, and it came in exposure rolls of 24 or 36. If you shot a 36 exposure roll, you would get 3 decent shots. So out of 100, 2 or 3 would be wonderful. If you could get 2 or 3 great shots out of 100, that's terrific. You know, one thing that you talk about in the book is the importance of editing, and that's something that most people don't do. Explain to everybody why editing is so important.
Well, that's a really good point, because I do take a lot of time to edit photos, and I do encourage people to do that. It makes a big difference, because one of the things I also talk about is the importance of lighting, and you don't always get the best lighting on a smartphone or even on a regular camera. So you can lighten things up. Black and white, I love black and white too, because if the lighting, for example, if someone's face looks a little off, say their skin looks pink or orange, if you switch it to black and white, it looks so much better, and it makes you stand out and look different too.
All right. So my favorite photo app is called Adobe Lightroom Mobile. It's free. And there is no picture that I cannot improve in 25 seconds through that app. None. So I encourage everyone to give it a try. And when you talk about color, you can adjust the white balance and maybe make that orange and yellow a little better. Liz, tell everybody why they should buy the book if they're not in PR.
Well, I think anybody should buy the book that has a story to tell, because that's really why I wrote it, to help people talk about their book, their product, their service, whatever it is, their movie. There's so many tips in the book about great storytelling. And the title, by the way, 8 Second PR, comes from the fact that the average attention span of an adult is 8 seconds. So you really have to get to the point and be able to tell a clear, concise, and compelling story. And most people I know cannot do that.
Right.
For example, I have a client this morning who told me, well, I can't really explain what I'm saying, so can you just listen to my podcast that's an hour long and figure it out? Versus just being able to tell me in a couple of sentences.
Well, it shouldn't even be a couple sentences. It should be one sentence. And as you know, I get on the average of 600 pitches a day here at USA Today, and I will only look at the subject line. And if you can't get me in the subject line, I ain't going to read your first sentence.
Well, that's a great insight, and that's what I would guess. I would guess that the subject line means everything in an email. And I do agree the first sentence is so important. The other thing is, going back to the photos, I mean, I talk a lot about photo tips, because you can tell a story with a photograph with 8 seconds. And with short attention spans, photos are so much more important today with the storytelling and getting the word out. And there are a lot of people, as you know, millions on Instagram, and the popularity has surged, I believe, for that reason.
All right. So the book is available at Amazon, where it's a number one bestseller.
It's a number one bestseller for public relations, and you can go to 8secondpr.com and follow us at 8secondpr everywhere.
All right, Liz H. Kelly, thanks for talking tech with us. I'm at Jefferson Graham on Twitter. If you have any questions about photography, about tech, about whatever, you can find Liz on Twitter. How?
At Liz H. Kelly.
That's pretty easy. All right, everybody. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to online podcasts. I will be back with you tomorrow. So thanks again for listening.